For years he's been acting in and around Toronto. Now Eric Gibson is dipping his toes into the Vancouver theatre scene as one of the kids in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Opening night for the musical is Friday, October 11th at Norman and Annette Rothstein Theatre in Vancouver, where Gibson plays Golden Ticket winner Mike TV in a CTORA production staging of the beloved Roald Dahl story, starring Daniel Corrale, Willy Wonka, and Quinlan McDonald, Charlie Bucket. The TV character is quite a bit younger than Gibson in real life. That's how they did it on Broadway, where I think they had all adults playing the children, and luckily I can still play those younger roles, noted Gibson in a phone call. In theater you can get away with it a lot more because you're further away from the audience. A little stage makeup on and you look 12 years old. This is when I asked Gibson his age, of course. I'm over 25, we'll leave it at that, he responded with a laugh. Gibson, who moved to Surrey last year for a job in the airline industry, got his acting start in Toronto area productions including Jesus Christ Superstar, The Book of Mormon, A Chorus Line, The Who's Tommy and Les Miserables. Actor Eric Gibson, a Surrey resident, plays Mike TV in CTORA Productions, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, staged October 11 to 27 at Norman and Annette Rothstein Theatre in Vancouver. Contributed photo in Vancouver, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is a first for Gibson in more ways than one. I did a lot of acting in Toronto and took it pretty serious for a while, but after the pandemic I wanted to find something else to do, Gibson explained. This is my first time getting back into acting since before the pandemic, so I'm flattered to be a part of this production. I took a little break. Show tickets, $38 to $68, plus fees, are sold on ctora.ca, the website of CTORA Productions. Founded as Children's Theatre of Richmond Association in 2017, the nonprofit company aims to provide emerging artists with job opportunities on stage, film, and television. Gibson has long loved the Willy Wonka story, which is why he auditioned for this fall production, staged until October 27 at 950 West 41 Avenue, Vancouver. The script sees Wonka open the gates to his mysterious factory to only to a lucky few. Young Charlie Bucket and four other Golden Ticket winners embark on a life-changing journey through Wonka's world of pure imagination, including chocolate waterfalls, nutty squirrels, and the Great Glass Elevator, all to be revealed by Wonka's army of curious Oompa Loompas. I'm a huge fan of the story, Gibson said, and I actually share the same birthday as Gene Wilder, the original Willy Wonka, in the 1971 movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I love watching him in anything he does. The characters of CTORA Productions, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, staged October 11 to 27 at Norman and Annette Rothstein Theatre in Vancouver. Photo: Canna Joe. Musically, with an 8-piece orchestra, Charlie pays homage to the Leslie Bricusse, Anthony Newley score from the 1971 film. Our production takes a lot of inspiration from the book and its original illustrations, notes director Mark Carter. This relatively new musical beautifully blends the familiar story and classic songs like Candyman and Pure Imagination with fresh, clever musical numbers. Whether you're experiencing the story for the first time or revisiting an old friend, there's something for everyone in this production. Gibson said the show has rekindled his love for acting. Nothing's really lined up after this, he said, but this has definitely caused that spark to come back, for sure. I really want to start doing more performances, more theater here in Vancouver. I'm slowly starting to get into the theater community here in Vancouver, which I was a part of in Toronto, and I am really enjoying being here in the Vancouver. There's a lot of great opportunities.